Keith Richards is with us this morning here at Q1043. Keith, you must be excited. Desert trip. I mean, this is just an incredible lineup of talent.
How many trips can you take to the desert, man? But this one looks to be like very interesting. The lineup is just amazing.
But when did you first hear about this?
It's been in the works, you know, like mutter for like several months, you know. I mean, these things take a while to put together. I think the Stones, we said, yeah, we're in, because first off, it sounded interesting, and the idea of it, and also that we wanted to play back in the States again sometime this year, you know. So that was one of our main interests, I think. And then I find out now that the lineup is now like just about as amazing as it can get, you know.
Well, the Rolling Stones have very few peers, so it's hard to put together a lineup of people who can, you know, be in your universe, if you understand what I mean.
I don't know, you know, because we're just a band. When I think, you know, I'm gonna get to hang with Bobby Dylan for a while again. We don't see each other often.
Is that what you call him, Bobby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what all his friends call him.
And there's Paul McCartney and Neil Young.
Yeah, Paul, and I know. I mean, I can't believe that we're all going to be stuck in this little town together. I mean, never have we ever. All in the same place at the same time.
And the Who. Let's not forget the Who and Roger Waters.
No, it's going to be strange because, I mean, obviously, I mean, we always, you know, we never, or very rarely, ever get to see each other on the road. We don't work, you know, I mean, we're working there, they're working there. To me, you know, it's going to be incredible. Like, what a party it could be.
Well, are you going to sleep in a tent in the desert?
I'm going to see where Paul and Bob's and everyone, Pete's hanging out, and they'll go hang, you know.
Well, I spoke with Mick Jagger a little earlier, and he was talking about an RV, and he told me he actually owns an RV, and he likes camping.
He does. I didn't give him permission to own one.
Well, he has one. He apparently likes camping. Have you ever been camping?
I was a Boy Scout, pal. I know how to rub sticks together and make a fire.
Well, with so many huge shows under your belt, Keith, on the beach in Rio, Hyde Park, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Cuba,
Cuba
a couple of months ago, where do you think this desert trip will fit in?
Hey, man, this is going to be another, you know, this is a big one. I mean, I can't think of another gig where there's so many, of the greats, so-called, all put together at once. I mean, I'd love to see Neil again. I'd love to see Paul again. I mean, I want to see the lads. I want to see the boys. They're all mates of mine, you know. I mean, but we very rarely get together in one bunch, you know, so this is going to be interesting.
Well, you know, with Desert Trip, I read an article just the other day about this magnificent festival, and the writer said that the speculation is that there will be a lot of people there from the baby boom generation that grew up with those artists, but they expect there will be as many millennials at the event as well, because young people continue to love the music so much. So Keith, what is it about your generation of musicians that has created music that stands up so well and means so much to people across huge generational divides?
I don't know. I can't really answer that. I mean, if you put that question to Louis Armstrong or Billie Holiday, what is it? It's because it's good, and there's not a lot of really good new coming out. I mean, show businesses and music business is going through a turmoil. But I don't know. At the end of the game, what do you say? It's the songs. And I guess a genuineness about the feeling of how people feel about music. I mean, I can't explain it any more than it's a good question, but I don't have the answer. But I can just say, good stuff will out, and that's it.
And finally, talking about Bob Dylan, your friend who you know well enough to call Bobby, sharing the stage with him, something like you and Ronnie did at Live Aid?
Yeah, we did. A total f*** up.
Well, we're going to have to bleep that word.
bleep me on that. But we broke strings all over the place. But at the same time, I'd work with Bob in hell or heaven. I love him.
Well, it's The Who and Roger Waters and Neil Young and Paul McCartney and Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones in October, Desert Trip. Now, if you want to see this amazing show, the passes go on sale this afternoon at 1. That will be at deserttrip.com.